How's it going, Coach?
Good.
What's the Sebastian Janikowski status?
He's got basically a sore groin. He's a little tight, but doesn't seem to be any, real defect in the muscle or anything like that. So I don't anticipate it being a big deal.
Yeah, it's going to be ready for the season opener.
That would be my assumption after seeing him today.
At all this week, Coach, or will you shut him down the rest of the preseason and just hold him out to the?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said, do you expect him to kick any more this preseason, or will you shut him down and just save him?
I think it's going to be really based off of how he's doing when we come to game day Thursday evening at Seattle. If he's healthy, then he'll kick. If he's not ready to go, then we'll hold him. But I don't really anticipate that being anything that carries over into the regular season.
Did any other injuries come out of that game that you're aware of now?
No, nothing really of really any significance. Pat Lee's got a sore back and. He may miss a couple days of practice, but I would anticipate him being ready to go for the Seattle game.
You had said that you guys going to be looking at the cuts, plus the cuts of concern. From what you saw in this game, do you feel like your needs have risen or dropped the same?
I don't think they've changed a whole lot. I think we've kind of got an idea of where we could potentially upgrade. But I don't think anything that happened last night was totally changed our mind one way or the other.
What about the first round roster cuts? Have you made any of those yet, or is there a benefit to wait until the last minute? So,
well, we're in the process of going through that right now as we speak. So, once we get done with that, I'm sure Reggie will have an announcement for you guys as far as, what those moves were.
So, if they are
Say that again.
Pardon me, Coach, but you said what those moves were. Does that mean that they've happened and you're just not going to announce them, or they're pretty close to
playing? Well, we're still in the process of making those moves, so we're not going to do anything until we get everything taken care of.
Okay, thank you. Coach, how concerned are you about the special teams play, particularly the return game?
Well, I mean, it's obviously a concern. We've got to be better in that area. I think part of it is, the fact that we've had a lot of different people playing a lot of different positions in the return game. We've had different returners back there returning. We really hadn't had a lot of continuity as far as who those guys have been. But at the same time, we've got to execute better. I mean, and a lot of times it's one or two guys that keep you from having a good play, and you're tackled inside your 15-yard line as opposed to if you get the one block, maybe it's a big return, or if the returner reads it right, maybe it's a big return. So we're closer than what the stats say, but we got to be better in that regard.
Do you feel like there's anybody last night who maybe is on the bubble for a roster spot and made a strong case for it?
No, I mean, I don't know if there was anybody that was, per se on the bubble. I thought, a guy that a lot of people talk about, Jamie Kempe, I mean, obviously he stepped up and made some plays. So I was pleased with the way that he played. You want to talk about a guy that played really well in the game. Lamar Houston played outstanding in the game. and Bartell and Spencer did a nice job against Megatron. And then, you know, I thought Desmond Bryant in a backup role, I mean, he did some nice things coming in there. So defensively, I thought those guys kind of stood out. I thought Tywan Jones, from an offensive standpoint, had an effective night. Obviously, Kreiner with the two touchdowns on the big plays. Terrell Pryor, I thought, played well. DHB made a real nice catch on the deep ball that Carson threw to him. So, you know, those are the guys that kind of stood out in my mind offensively and defensively that I thought played well.
Some of the guys have been out for a week or more. Coach, do you expect to get any of those guys back this week, like Moore and Wiz, Seymour? Are they going to be out on the field?
Well, I don't know whether they'll be out on the field or not. I wouldn't anticipate, Wiz won't play this week. He's not ready. Denarius Moore, he's closer. He got a chance to go out on the field before the game last night and ran some routes, and so he's I feel pretty confident that he's close, but you know, Wiz is for sure, you know, not going to be ready this week. Seymour, I think is more, it's more of a maintenance deal with Richard. He's got some arthritis basically in his knee, and so it's he gets some little pain, little swelling, and you know, we gotta be able to manage that.
Jacoby's still the same situation?
Jacoby is, he's still the same. He's made some progress. He's not ready. He's still got the boot, but he's been able to take the boot off and walk pain free. So I think we're making some progress there.
Think when Wisniewski comes back healthy, will he put right into starting back in the starting lineup?
Yeah, I think we'll deal with that when we get to that. But you know, there's nothing promised in either way. There's nothing promised as far as he's going to run in there and be the starter, and we're not making that decision that he wouldn't be. So we'll wait and cross that bridge when we get to it.
Coach, you had like 4 pre-snap penalties in the first quarter, and I was curious as to whether you thought those were legitimate calls and things that you're going to correct, or were they maybe miscalled, or what was your observation?
No, every single one of them was a legitimate call. Every single one of them was inexcusable on our part, and we can't have those. We can't have the pre-snap penalties, especially the two where we lined up all sides on defense. We can't do that. That's a lack of focus. That's a lack of discipline, and those issues will be addressed, and as players, we got to get it corrected.
You, by chance, too busy to sneak a peek at the Broncos today?
Well, I haven't got a chance to really study much of it. I know I saw that Peyton had a couple of touchdown passes and threw for over 100 yards and a little bit of work. So, I haven't had too much time to worry about the Broncos yet.
How did Breyer look?
Maybe you guys can fill me in. How are they looking?
He's long gone now. We got Brock Osweiler.
Oh, okay.
You didn't run for 59 yards anytime.
No, and you know what? I wouldn't expect that.
How did Breyer look when you had a chance to study it again?
You know, he did good. He had, you know, obviously he had his good plays and he had his bad plays. The thing that I was impressed with and the thing that I took out of the game is there was progress. There was progress on his part. He made a couple of nice throws in the game for touchdown passes. You know, obviously they came with an all-out pressure. He was able to get outside the pocket and made a couple of nice runs, actually. So, and then there, you know, the thing that we worked with him all week on and have really been stressing to him is, you know, getting in the huddle, getting the communication, the tempo of the huddle, getting out, get to the line of scrimmage, get the play run. And, you know, we were a lot better in that regard the other night, and I think you saw the results in the play of the offense in the second half. So that was a real positive, the way that he was able to handle the huddle and the communication there. And, you know, he's just got to continue to make strides in that area.
Think of your young cornerbacks, Van Dyke and Chekwa.
Well, I thought they were young corners. We got to continue to work to get better with those guys. You know, they do some good things, and then all of a sudden you look up and you say, why? You know, why did we do that? So, you know, I'm not totally down on them, but we do. You know, we got to get better there. We got to keep improving.
Has Philip Wheeler been pretty much what you expected, or has he maybe been provided even a little more than what you thought he had in terms of
the way he provided
game?
He's actually provided a little bit more than what I would have anticipated, you know, after studying him, you know, in Indianapolis. But, you know, we're asking him to do a lot of things that they didn't ask him to do there. So as we got him in and OTAs and in mini camps, you know, you kind of get a feel for what guys can do, and then as you go throughout training camp, you get a better feel for, you know, the things that they do well. And you know, I believe this. I believe, you know, coaching is find out what your players can do well and ask them to do those things, and limit the times you ask them to do things they're not as good at. And so as we find out more about our